It's a Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, a Wednesday night here at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Fred Nats going for their second straight win over the Carolina Mudcats. Eric Bach joined by the voice of the Carolina Mudcats, Greg Young. Greg, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure.
So, you've been the voice of the Mudcats since 2015. Does that make you the longest tenured Carolina League broadcaster?
Yeah, I think it does, actually, by probably a lot now. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that in a while, but yeah, definitely.
Greg, been here since 2015. Can you walk me through your journey that led you here to Fair Zebulon?
Yeah, so I got into baseball back in 2007. I was in Modesto in the California League with the Modesto Nuts. First year, number two broadcaster there, so worked for free for a whole year. That was a great experience. But then I got lucky the following year. My good buddy Joshua Sushan, who is the voice now of the Albuquerque Isotopes, he was the number one in Modesto. He left to take a job with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2008. So I was lucky enough to slide into the number one role, held that for the next four seasons, got out of baseball for about 2 years, got back into it then in 2014 with the Tennessee Smokies. And then I came here in 2015. So yeah, it's been a bit of a journey, but I'm very lucky to do what I do and very happy to be here.
I love hearing about, you know, the minor leagues are all about the journey for players, coaches, broadcasters, all of it. So that's definitely is a good story. I want to talk about the Mudcats this year. Off to a good start, 15-11 in second place right now in the Carolina League North. It's a strong pitching staff. Can you kind of just give me the rundown of Carolina Mudcat baseball in 2023 so far?
Yeah, it's very similar to the last few years. His pitching staff has a lot of guys that are kind of molded in the same way. It's pretty good velocity. A lot of these guys will sit like mid-90s. You got a few that will get in upper 90s, like a Quinton Lowe. Jacob Mizorowski is a guy that sits triple digits a lot, so an incredible talent. But, you know, your fastball slider change. I mean, it's that kind of recipe, if you will, much like what the Astros have done in their farm system, where it seems like all those guys throw the same stuff, but it works. And I think the Brewers have kind of settled into that same kind of repertoire across the board. Mizorowski may be the exception. He's got an exceptional changeup. So does Logan Henderson, actually, who pitched last night. But they throw a lot of strikes. They're not walking many guys, and they aren't giving up many hits. So they're pitching the contact extremely well. And a lot of the starters especially are out to really good starts to the season. So it's been good to see. I think the only concern, at least on paper coming into the year, is for the coaches. They thought maybe the bullpen guys might struggle a bit, but a lot of them have been pleasant surprises, including Jason Pena. Quinton Lowe, like I mentioned, he's on the IL right now, but back end stuff, I mean, he looks great. But the starting rotation has really carried it, so it's been good to see.
And for you, you used to travel throughout the Carolina League. Now you do all the games here at Five County Stadium. This is my first trip to the stadium. It's an older ballpark, but I think it's got a lot of charm. Like, what is your take on this ballpark that the Mudcats have called home since the 90s?
Well, to me, and every time that I talk to the guys when they first come in, you know, everybody, they first talk about the outfield wall and how tall it is. And, you know, you're looking at 20 feet almost across the board for the height of this wall here. It looks like it is very pitcher friendly. It's kind of neutral. Ball tends to carry pretty well here. Especially to right field. But to me, the thing that always strikes me is just how it kind of develops out of nowhere. When you're coming up on 264, the highway that runs right along, or up 39 that goes north-south just beyond right field, it to me, it's almost like the Game of Thrones intro, where like all of a sudden this thing just rises from the ground, and then it's this massive stadium, this ballpark that is, it's beautiful and it's really unique. I've never seen a ballpark like it. The fact that we're sitting here in the broadcast booth and it almost feels like we're right on top of the field, and you think about if that's what it feels like for us and we're set back a bit, for the person sitting in the front row in the upper level, you are like right on top of the catcher. It's really unique. I don't think it going into when they first built it in 91, it looked nothing like this. It's kind of built up literally on top of what they had originally. So it's changed a lot. But I don't know that anybody could have ever imagined that it would look like this when they put it up in 91. And it's changed a lot over the years. And it really is unique, special, and just different. I mean, it's so much different than any park I've ever been to.
Talking with Greg Young, the voice of the Carolina Mudcats here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. I agree. That, you know, last night was my first game that I ever called here. But the elevated view, it's kind of like a big league feel to the elevation of the press box here at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. So we're about 25 miles outside of Raleigh, state capital of North Carolina. It's got to be just a great place to live around here. I mean, I have always had Raleigh towards the top of my list of places I'd like to live, and I'd imagine you've been here for, what, 8 years now? You mm-hmm. feel the same?
Yeah, I mean, I like it so much that I found my wife here, bought a home here, so I am here for the long haul. So kind of put up roots and everything, and I'm happy about that. I went to school in Sacramento with the Sacramento State, so I was used to at least the capital city in California, right? But Raleigh has that same kind of feel, and I love Sacramento. That's my number one city to, you know, in my heart. I love living there and being there for a number of years. But Raleigh has that same feel. I love the politics of the just the interaction of the politics in the area, just the different. It's kind of a purple area, if you will. So it's a good mix of whatever side you're on, and it's just nice to be where the action is happening, if you will. And this area is growing extremely fast, and it's fun to see, fun to watch, and it really is just a gem of a city.
Last one for you. I know you've only seen the team for one game, but do you have any first impressions of the Frednats here in 2023?
You know, I the thing that's always stood out to me about the Frednats is always the I feel like the back end of the bullpen was always really good. The last couple of years, I've always been impressed by that. I've always been impressed by the prospects that the Nats tend to find. It feels like they really have great athletes, and Elijah Green was one that really stood out, obviously, last night in watching that game. I thought Cruz looked really good, too. His swing is a little different, but I think it works. It reminded me of a player we had here a couple of years ago, and just quick to the ball and then get on the bases and run. But it looks like a fun team, you know, from what I saw, and I haven't seen a lot, but you know, definitely a good time, and really like the team that you guys had last year in the second half of that season. That refresh after the draft was incredible. That was a very talented team. It was a lot of fun to watch, and I love the fans too, because I remember going to Potomac and seeing that fan base support the Peanuts at the Fitz, and then the support I'd see for, you know, giveaways, lines outside the stadium down the road for the bobbleheads. The fans in that area, and the Nationals fans, are incredible. And you guys are very lucky to have that new stadium, but just lucky to be in that market, and, you know, and around those fans, they're outstanding.
We certainly are very lucky. Greg Young on the Frednats On Deck pregame show ahead of a 7 o'clock first pitch tonight. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.